I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The Arab nation of Morocco has managed to avoid major unrest in recent weeks. Morocco is considered more stable than most of its neighbors, but there are simmering tensions in the country. Some of them have roots in history. Take the case of Abd al-Karim. He was a rebel leader almost a century ago. He fought to liberate Morocco's reef region from Spanish colonizers, but now he's a controversial figure, as The World's Jerry Hatton found out.
The decisive battle against the Spanish was fought at Anwal in the mountainous reef region of northern Morocco in 1921. It pitted Abd al-Karim and his ragtag reef militias against thousands of Spanish troops. Former reef fighter Shaib C. Mohand Nali spoke of their victory in a Spanish documentary 3 years ago. Abd al-Karim was our leader, the old man said. On that day, he divided us into groups. We surrounded the Spanish. The enemy resisted, but they were afraid and exhausted. We reef wiped them out. The reef are ethnic Berbers, the indigenous people who've lived in North Africa for more than two millennia. The story of how their leader, Abd al-Karim, liberated them from colonial exploitation is the stuff of legends. Miriam Adu is a journalist whose grandfather fought alongside Abd al-Karim. Adu says Abd al-Karim, far outnumbered, knew he couldn't fight an ordinary war.
You need to have a tactic to win. And, you know, it's the reef region, it's a mountainous, there is mountains. And as a foreigner, if you come to this mountain, you don't know the place. You don't know where you are. So as a citizen of this place, you know where you are. So it's kind of using this very hard land as a way to defeat the Spanish and using a tactic of the guerrilla fighting.
After victory, Abd al-Karim established the Reef Republic, a state independent not only from Spain and Morocco's other colonizer, France, but from Morocco itself. The Republic's new emir sent letters to every European head of state to announce it, but that didn't mean others accepted it. 5 years of fighting later, the Spanish, French, and Moroccan armies drove Abd al-Karim into exile in Egypt. He died there in 1962 without ever setting foot back in Morocco, not even after it gained full independence from France in 1956. The reef rose up once more in 1958 and were brutally put down by then-King Mohammed V. The repression continued under the next king, Hassan II, says Samad Asid, a Berber activist.
Hassan II a adopté une politique de vengeance.
Hassan II had a policy of vengeance, he says. He punished the reef, like Gaddafi is doing now to his own people in Libya. Hassan II massacred the reef population, and we have never forgotten, and we have not integrated. Today, we are still a separate population. As for Abd al-Karim, Asid says the Moroccan government has simply fabricated his role in history.
Tout ça a été falsifié dans l'histoire officielle.
He says his story has been falsified in our school books. Open a Moroccan textbook today. It says that Abd al-Karim fought against the French and Spanish for the Moroccan throne. The books don't mention his project to set up an independent reef republic. Mentioning that is taboo. The taboo actually started in 1921 when he declared the republic. The Moroccan state never wanted to mention the subject again. But 90 years later, some taboos surrounding the Berber have disappeared. He says our current king, Mohammed VI, created the Royal Institute of Berber or Amazigh Culture. Asid is the institute's president.
Et puis, il a accepté l'introduction de l'Amazigh dans...
The king's allowed our language back in public schools, Asid says, and he's allowed it to be written down in its own alphabet. Before 2001, this was forbidden. If someone wrote in Berber letters on a sign or hotel awning, for example, he would be jailed. Meanwhile, Abd al-Karim remains buried in Egypt, and there's no indication that the government will let his relatives bring his remains home. But the pressure is mounting, says journalist Miriam Adu.
I think that there is no real reconciliation with the population of the reef till his body will be back and buried in his hometown.
Moroccan Berbers are also talking about forming their own political party. If they do, and democratic elections are held, the reef may just be able to vote their legendary hero home. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton, Rabat, Morocco.